With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Syrian President Bashar Assad has escaped the country.
Now, Syria has been marred in conflict since 2011, but this insurgency just took 10 days to make it across major cities and into the heart of Damascus. Today, in the capital, in Umayyad Square, people are celebrating, shooting celebratory gunfire, parading around in their cars, scenes we have not witnessed since anti-government protests in Syria started in 2011.
Reportedly, Syrians are celebrating.
People have broken into prisons across the country, finding political prisoners and other people that have gone missing for years when the Assad family ruled the country. People broke into the presidential palace, tearing down portraits of the former president and posing in the lavish halls.
Assad and his family have been granted asylum in Russia. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is speaking out on the war in Ukraine.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and it should have never been allowed to happen.
On NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker, the incoming president says negotiations should begin.
It would have never happened, Ukraine, Russia. But the number of people that are being killed.
The Kremlin responded that it's open to talks with Ukraine. Trump is also renewing warnings he'd consider pulling the United States out of NATO unless certain conditions are met.
They have to pay their bills. If they pay their bills, absolutely.
Trump offered his ceasefire ideas after a meeting with the president of France and the president of Ukraine taking place in Paris this weekend before the ceremonies that reopened the Notre Dame Cathedral. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration says it's providing almost $1 billion in arms support for Ukraine. A DOD press release said the package, which is for $988 million, will provide munitions for rocket systems and unmanned aerial systems. This is SRN News. Well, Bible sales are up. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to data from Circana BookScan, purchase of the scriptures surged 22% in the first 10 months of this year, compared to a 1% increase for book sales overall. Nearly 14 million Bibles have been bought by Americans so far in 2024, and some clergymen think it has to do with anxiety over things such as the economy and global conflicts. In fact, the Bible is a bestseller virtually every year, but the 2024 surge is attracting attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The queer trans agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands were issued to the clubs in England, but player Sam Morsi said he won't wear one. He's a practicing Muslim. He made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Crystal Palace captain Mark Guay opted to wear the rainbow armband, but then added the phrase, "I love Jesus," to it. This is SRN News. The Mets have landed the most expensive player in Major League history. Dave Ferry has more.
A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that outfielder Juan Soto has accepted a 15-year contract from the Mets worth a record $765 million. The package is believed to have eclipsed those in all other team sports. The source says Soto's deal includes no deferred money. The 26-year-old Soto batted .288 with 41 home runs, 109 RBIs, and 129 walks for the Yankees last season, his only year with the team. The four-time All-Star is a lifetime .285 batter with 201 home runs, 592 ribbies, and 769 walks over seven big league seasons. I'm Dave Ferry.
New holiday list compiled by Newsweek says the most popular Christmas song of all time is Bing Crosby's White Christmas. The 1942 hit was the title track of his White Christmas musical. More details at SRNnews.com.